I am Nicole Gingras. I'm a curator. I live in Montreal. I've been developing project, exhibition, and also film and video programs with different institutions as a freelance curator in Quebec, in Canada, and also in Europe. So I got this invitation from Overtune. Overtune is a platform of sound and research on sound based in Brussels. So the idea was to work on sound, or I would say that this exhibition focused mostly on listening. It's really based on what it is to be listening to something and where are sounds, where the sound go in a space, in a room, in your body, in your mind. But it was very important for me to have work that can be experienced in exhibition center, but also to offer the listener an experience with outside in the city. And so there will be this event with David Etidoni, who now works in Brussels for a certain period of time. He is someone who travels a lot, and he will do this, he called that night walks. So you walk with him and in the city, in different areas, and you work with a small group of people who are invited to be aware of sounds. And there could be some exercise, but it could be also that he will perform, or maybe the person who are working with him will also perform. So it's a very free approach. We have installation which deal with sound. It's you listen, you will experience some sound, actual sound traveling in the space. But also there is one work that could be experienced with headphones. And so the work has been conceived by Bernard Leitner, who is an artist who is quite well known in the sound field. And he has developed this composition for your boîte crânienne, for the interior of your head. And so it's sound, but it's something that is a very intimate experience. What it is to listen and to see, you know, what do you see? Do you see the sound or do you see an image? Do you imagine an image? And some people will see sound in terms of waves, others will see in terms of sound memory. So there is in this exhibition a combination of work which are very strong in terms of experience, like physical, and others which are more fragile. The whole exhibition is based on duration, so and it's based on experience. So the visitor is invited to experience the work through time. It's not, you don't listen in 1 second. You give yourself, allow yourself, your body, to go through this journey of listening or imagining something. Silence is complex, I think. I don't know what to say about silence. I wonder if silence exists. Does silence exist? So I think we need some absence of sound to realize that there is or there was a sound. And if you are looking for a place which would be silent, let me know. I would like to experience this, but I don't know, it could be also very threatening.